It makes sense for Rashford because he obviously will move away from Manchester, who's becoming a toxic environment for him, and he will be a step up.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, just one uncapped player is included in Simon Easterby's squad for the Six Nations. Leinster tighthead Rabah Slimani earns a recall to the France squad, and Ulster formalised the return of a former player to the province. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Leinster loosehead Jack Boyle is the only uncapped player included in the Ireland squad named today for the Six Nations. Boyle had been included in the wider training panel for the Autumn Nations series. The 22-year-old has started all five of the Leinster games in which he's been involved this season, including last month's Investec Champions Cup win away to Bristol. His Leinster teammates Gus McCarthy and Thomas Clarkson have also been included after making their international debuts during November. Dave Heffernan and Nick Timoney miss out, having been named as part of the November squad. With Craig Casey a long-term absentee, Connacht's Quaylen Blade will provide cover at scrum half. Ulster Geo Jacob Stockdale and Stuart McCloskey both miss out, having been involved in the autumn, but Leinster's Jimmy O'Brien returns. As with previous squads, there will be an annex of developmental players, two of whom hail from Connacht, those being scrum half Ben Murphy and promising centre Kyle Ford. Ulster's talented back row James McNabney also earns recognition there, as does Leinster's Hugh Cooney, who had been among the standouts during last year's Emerging Ireland tour of South Africa. So bringing you through the squad, we'll start with the loose heads. They are Jack Boyle, Keane Healy and Andrew Porter. The hookers are Rob Herring, Ronan Kelleher, who's included despite his injury, Gus McCarthy and Dan Sheehan, who's due to make a comeback this week. The tight heads are Finlay Beelam, Tadhg Furlong and Thomas Clarkson. The locks, Tadhg Byrne, Ian Henderson, Joe McCarthy and James Ryan. And in the back row, there are Ryan Baird, Jack Conan, Caelan Doris, Cormac Izichukwu, Peter O'Mahony, Cian Prendergast and Josh van der Fleer. The scrum halves in the squad are Quaylen Blade, Jemison Gibson-Park and the evergreen Conor Murray. The out halves, Jack Crowley, Kieran Frawley and Sam Prendergast. Bundiaki, Robbie Henshaw and Gary Ringrose are the centres. On the wings, Mac Hansen, James Lowe, Calvin Nash and Jimmy O'Brien, Hugo Keenan and Jamie Osborne are the fullback options. And those developmental players, a reminder of them, Hugh Cooney, Kyle Ford, James McNabney and Ben Murphy. More than 5 years after his last appearance in a French jersey, Leinster's Rabah Slimani has been included in the France squad for the Six Nations. The combination of injuries and misdemeanours mean the 35-year-old has been recalled by Fabien Galthié. Slimani's most recent involvement for France was in their 2019 World Cup quarterfinal defeat to Wales. In effect, Slimani replaces Tavita Tatafu in the France squad after the Bayonne tighthead suffered a knee injury 9 minutes into November's win over the All Blacks. 35-year-old Slimani is unlikely to walk onto the France front row when they open the competition against Wales at the end of the month. Despite picking up a knee injury in La Rochelle's defeat to Leinster, Ouini Antonio should still be ahead of him in the pecking order, as would Georges-Henri Collomb, both of whom are selected by Galthié. With questions over the fitness of his tight heads, Dorian Aldegheri earns a first call-up since midway through last year's Six Nations. Having been cleared of aggravated gang rape, Pollock Hugo Aradu and La Rochelle back row Oscar Jegu are recalled. Both forwards stood accused over an alleged incident after they made their debuts on the Les Bleus tour of Argentina in the summer, both now cleared and both included. Six starts for Toulouse this season have seen Joshua Brennan, son of Trevor, included in Fabien Galthié's squad as well. Despite walking out of the autumn panel, Matthew Jalabert is recalled. With Jonathan Danty and Gaël Ficou both injured, Galthié has delved into the Pro D2 for centre cover. 20-year-old Noah Nene, on loan at Dax from Stade Francais, gets the chance to force an international debut. Speaking of centres, former Munster man Antoine Frisch is also named in that France squad. So here are their 42-man panel for the Six Nations. At loosehead, they've got the options of Cyril Bai, uncapped Perpignan loosehead Georgie Berria, Jean-Baptiste Gros and Toulon's Danny Priso. At tighthead, the options are Ouini Antonio, Georges-Henri Collomb, Rabah Slimani and Dorian Aldegheri. And the hookers, Maxime Lamothe, Julien Marchand and Piatto Malvaca. In the second row, they have options with Josh Brennan, Thibaut Flamon, Hugo Aradu, uncapped Toulon lock, Mathias Halagahu, Emmanuel Miafu and Romain Taillefer-Fenois. In the back row for France, it's Francois Crowe, Anthony Jolange, Greg Aldrete, Marco Gazzotti, Toulon back row Esteban Abadi, Paul Boudon and Oscar Jégu. Their scrum halves, Antoine Dupont of course, accompanied by Nolan Le Garic and Maxime Lucu. The fly halves, Mathieu Jalibert and the returning Romain Entomac. And their centres, Pierre-Louis Barassi, Nicolas Desportes, Emilien Gailleton, Antoine Frisch, Yoann Moefana and the aforementioned 20-year-old Noah Nene. On the wings then, they've got Poe's Théo Attisogbe, Louis Biel-Biery, uncapped Toulon man Gaël Drayon, Damien Penaud and Gabin Villiers. And the fullback options for France will be Léo Barré and Thomas Ramos. New Zealand-born fly half Fergus Burke is named in the Scotland squad for the Six Nations. Saturday's defeat to Munster at Thomond Park was Burke's 11th start of the season for Saracens. Burke qualifies for Scotland through his Glasgow-born grandfather. He'll compete with Tom Jordan for the right to cover Finn Russell during the tournament. Glasgow number 8, Jack Mann, is the other uncapped player included in Gregor Townsend's panel. Edinburgh hooker Dave Cherry is also recalled for the first time since the most recent World Cup. Having been overlooked back in November, Bordeaux lock Johnny Gray also returns. And having started in a Scotland A win over Chile in November, Edinburgh lock Marshall Sykes is named in the squad, which is as follows. In the forwards, they've got Ewan Ashman, Josh Bayliss, Jamie Batty, Gregor Brown, Dave Cherry, Luke Crosby, Scott Cummings, Rory Darge, Jack Dempsey, Matt Fagerson, Xander Fagerson, Grant Gilchrist, Johnny Gray, Patrick Harrison, Will Hurd, Jack Mann, Darcy Ray, Dylan Richardson, Jamie Ritchie, Pierre Schoeman, Rory Sutherland and Marshall Sykes. Among the backs, the uncapped Fergus Burke, Matt Curry, Jamie Dobie, Darcy Graham, George Horn, Rory Hutchinson, Hugh Jones, Tom Jordan, Blair Kinghorn, Stafford McDell, Finn Russell, Kyle Rowe, Sione Tuipulotu, Duhan van der Merwe and Ben White. Gregor Townsend discussed the inclusion of Burke when he sat down today with Scottish Rugby.
Well, he's been playing regularly this year for Saracens, played really well. And yeah, we're going to find out about him as a person and also as a player, but he's someone that is a good defender, someone that loves to carry ball, whether it's at 10 or 15, but also is very connected in attack shape. So an experienced 10 that will add something to our group.
And Jack Mann also included a reward for his great form at Glasgow.
Yeah, it's a great story for Jack. He played so well when he first got into the Glasgow team a couple of years ago, and to have gone through a long layoff with injury and to come back and play at an even higher level shows his resilience, shows his physical attributes that he brings when he plays, and also his skill. He's a very good attacker, strong defender, and someone has just thrived with the opportunity to play over the last few weeks.
Johnny Gray returning to the squad, it must be good to have him back available.
Yeah, Johnny's a really experienced player. He was playing in really good form before November, and while it was a pity we weren't able to work with him in November, he's now back fully fit and brings now this experience of playing in French rugby to our group, and we'll add to our second rows. We would have ever blow losing Max Willemsen, who was showing so much potential and performance wise was in great form prior to his injury, but having Johnny come in means that we've got someone that knows Test rugby very well.
Ulster have formalised the return of Rob Little to their squad. The winger left the province in the summer of 2023 after 7 years with the province. Amid an injury crisis among their back three, to which Ethan McElroy added earlier this week, Little has been training with Ulster in recent weeks. Still playing regularly for Banbridge, Little's been added to the Ulster squad ahead of their final Investec Champions Cup pool game, which comes against Exeter Chiefs in Belfast on Friday night. Ulster need a win, likely with a bonus point from that game if they're to get out of Pool 1 before its coach Jimmy Duffy knows that will be hard-earned.
Look, I know where we are in everything, but for me it's all about those fundamentals I just mentioned there. It's go back and we go out to win every game, be smart, put ourselves in a position to win it, and then thereafter we'll know what we need to do. But you're playing against a very experienced side who have been close in games, a big win against Gloucester a couple of weeks ago, so we know exactly what we need to do. Just number one is put ourselves in a position to win the game, minimise those errors that cost us last weekend, and then we can chase what we need to chase. It's a nice thing to say, but you don't say that against former champions. You know, you don't go bonus point territory. You go first and foremost to get your stuff right and put yourself in a position to win the game, and thereafter, if something happens along those lines, fantastic.
Duffy says Ulster need to learn how to finish games stronger than they have been doing recently.
Look, I think we just revisit our fundamentals and probably go after those. Like, if you get those right early in the season, which we believe we have, and we've shown on multiple occasions that they've put us in a position to win games, and that's probably the most encouraging thing. I think it's couple of little individual errors have cost us, and sometimes, you know, it can blanket the performance, and you can actually, you can isolate it one, but you don't throw anybody under the bus. People have got to learn, and sometimes learn the hard way at pro sports. So the boys are around each other, they're working hard, like today, the usual, after a performance that we're not massively proud of, or I suppose the last 25 minutes really. People are going after the little mistakes that kind of cost us so dearly, but they're little mistakes, they're individual errors, but when you play against quality opposition like the Tigers, you're going to get punished.
Staying with Ulster, two more players have signed new deals with the province today. Hooker James McCormick will stay with Ulster until at least the summer of 2028. Prop Callum Reid's latest extension keeps him in Belfast through to 2027. Finally, Michael Hooper has come out of retirement. The 33-year-old former Wallabies captain made his international farewell in July of 2023. Since then, there's been an outing for the Barbarians against Wales later that year and an attempt to represent Australia in last year's Olympic Sevens. Hooper is to cover for the injured Peter Steph Dutoit at Japanese club Toyota Verblitz, who are coached by former Wallabies boss Steve Hansen. Hooper's described the call from Hansen as a Hail Mary that he didn't see coming. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.